Governor Andrew Cuomo says that many of the remaining COVID-19 restrictions in New York will end in a couple of weeks, including capacity limits on events and, in some cases, the 6-foot social distancing rule. He also announced that 24-hour subway service will return to New York City. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The easing of restrictions that have been in place for over a year paves the way for a fuller reopening of offices, restaurants, and indoor gatherings, including Broadway theaters and other arts venues. The lifting of capacity restrictions also applies to retail stores, gyms, and fitness centers, as well as barbershops and hair salons.
But we are at a point now where we are going to take a major step forward in reopening.
The governor says the reopening cannot be turned on fully all at once, like a light switch. He says some restrictions will remain for now.
It's a smart reopening. It's a measured reopening. It's a phased reopening.
The CDC required 6-foot social distancing rule will still be in place unless everyone at the event or in a workplace is fully vaccinated. So that will limit whether some indoor spaces can truly reopen at 100% capacity. And restaurants also still have to follow the 6-foot rule unless they have erected physical barriers between tables. Large outdoor stadiums will for now still be restricted to just 1/3 of total capacity. Cuomo says New Jersey and Connecticut will also be lifting their capacity restrictions. Limits on outdoor social gatherings will also be eased. On May 10th, up to 500 people can gather outdoors. Indoor social events will be increased to a maximum of 250 people on May 19th. And on that date, restrictions on outdoor gatherings at private residences will end, and up to 50 people will be allowed to gather inside a private home. And curfews on closing times for bars and restaurants will end at the end of May. As a result, Cuomo says the New York City subway system will resume 24-hour service on May 17th. The announcements come as the state's positivity rating for infections at 1.9% has reached its lowest rate since early last November, and there are 38% fewer people in the hospital since the midwinter surge. 9 million New Yorkers have received at least one dose of the vaccine. 7 million are now fully vaccinated. 37 people in the state died of the virus on Sunday. Cuomo says the rate of vaccinations have slowed, though. He admits the state needs to do better to reach out to those who are hesitating.
We're going to continue focused on the vaccinations. Young people have to get vaccinated, and I'm going to continue working on that. The doubtful population, there are also facts here.
Cuomo's announcement comes just a few days after New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that the city would fully open by July 1st. Cuomo at the time said it would be irresponsible to make predictions on when there might be a broader easing of COVID restrictions. The governor says his reversal is not politically motivated. He says it's a decision that is based on science. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.